All right, so welcome back to the show. 8 minutes past two. Good afternoon. Have you had lunch? Have you had lunch? If you've had lunch, all right. If you have not had lunch, like some people in the studio, it is well. What's your plan, really? Do you plan to eat after now? Or what? Yeah, someone is screaming on WhatsApp. I have not don't worry, I'm not doing giveaway. Just, you know, I'm just asking. But hey, I care, really. All right? That's why I'm asking. What's your plan? And that's why I'm asking the next one. What is your plan? Are you fasting lunch? Is your meal plan like 101? Breakfast, no lunch, then dinner. Or is it no breakfast, no lunch, then dinner? So how come you've not had lunch? That's why I'm asking. All right? But if you've had lunch, what did you have for lunch? Roasted plantain, dodo. Bole, rather. I mean, we're in River State. How come I said dodo? Anyway. Or roasted yam. Or did you do swallow? I've found out that a lot of people like to do swallow in the afternoon. Yeah. Especially the guys. So the other day at the office canteen, one of the DJs came in and... from one of the stations here, and then he was told that there is no swallow, it's rice. And the way he said just rice, I'm like, yeah, what do you mean by just rice? Is it rice you're referring to as just rice? And he goes, rice is just, it's just there now. If I just eat it, by the time I go upstairs, just the next 10-20 minutes, it's gone. I'm like, wow, you people are trying, you know. How can you say that in the next 10-20 minutes, rice that you ate, it's not as if you ate like 2 spoons. It is just gone. Oh, well. I also know some men and even some women who do not consider any other thing food if it's not swallow. Yeah. So they can do it morning, afternoon and night and they are good to go. And then there are also people who they just have to do swallow every day. So any day they do not take swallow, it's like they kind of like begin to feel sick. Yeah? It's like there's something wrong. This day is doing me somehow. That's how my body is doing me. In the long run, it's just that they've not had swallow. There's nothing wrong with them. They're fine, 100%. The only problem, no swallow yet. Now, speaking of eating, whether it's swallow or not. So there was actually something I was taught while growing up. I'm sure a lot of other people were taught that. Table manners, right? And one of those things was, do not talk while eating. So while you're eating, there's food in your mouth, don't talk. But people like to socialize while they are eating. People like to chit-chat while they are eating. And that's one of the reasons I think that restaurants actually thrive, especially those of them where they sell fast foods, you know. So you're just chewing on one of them, maybe burger or something. Yeah, rice. All right, just having a drink and you're chatting with somebody. And then when you attend events, you know, people are sitting and eating, standing and eating, and they're discussing. And then, of course, in this era of smartphones and social media, those people who consider themselves introverts, you know, who wouldn't want to physically socialize, it's not just really their thing. Or those ones who consider themselves as shy people, they can still socialize. How? With their smartphone. So you're eating whatever it is you're eating, whether you're eating beans and drinking Gary, you have your phone. And you're socializing, you're chit-chatting with people, you're even doing business with people, or whatever it is you're doing on your smartphone. But then there is also something when it comes to being on your phone while you're eating. Now, this has to do with what a particular restaurant owner did in Japan, right? Now, he said... that he has observed that when people come into his restaurant to eat, the ones who stay longer are usually on their phones. And he was not taking it. you come in here, and he actually runs a restaurant that is considered a fast food restaurant, right? So there is some kind of tradition, custom attached to the kind of food he sells. So he says that the thing about the food he sells there is that it is expected that people should eat it sharp, sharp. So this is actually what he said. He said that the type of food, right? He says it's a food born for impatient people. I don't know what this is called though. Hakata ramen. That's what it's called. So he said it's born for people who are impatient. It's not for people who want to come and sit down, relax, and you're on social media, pressing phone, watching videos upon videos on Facebook, on Instagram, and checking out what's on all the platforms, you know, joining Constance on Sunnyside from wherever you are. No. If you want to relax and eat like that, don't come in here. All right? So he decided to adopt the no phone use rule. You come in here to eat, you eat your food, and up, out, you go. Oh my God. So, this young man, his name is Kota Kai. So he owns and operates a Tokyo restaurant called Debuchan. In Japanese, it means chubby. And I hear that they will be celebrating their fifth anniversary in June. All right? So just March of this year. This is not something he's been doing for years. It was this March that he decided to ban customers from using their smartphones while eating during busy times. And of course, this particular thing has become a hot topic on social media in Japan. So he said, once when we were busy, we noticed a customer who did not start eating for 4 minutes. The customer was watching videos on his phone and his food cooled off in front of him. Anyway, he says that this particular food that he sells, right, the type of food he sells, so that you get it, he's not necessarily doing this so that more customers will come in. His idea is that this food I sell, the type of food I sell, it will spoil very quickly. So you have to eat it while it's hot and eat it fast. So if you're going to wait for up to 4 minutes, you're going to have a bad meal. Last week we talked about food poisoning, right? That was on Thursday. So you might have food poisoning. So he's helping his customers so that they don't get sick. And what he's doing is no phone. Now, I was expecting that maybe there would be some kind of, you know, the kind of things you see people do in our area these days. They post things on the wall, you know, to inform you. But nothing like that. He said, no, there's no rule written anywhere on any wall. He walks up to his customers himself, and he tells them, finish your food and go. You're not allowed to be pressing phone inside here. Anyway, this particular restaurant, Debuchan, is not the first place to address the usage of smartphones while eating or dining. A particular McDonald's outpost in Singapore at some time in 2017 ran a campaign. They called it Phone Off, Fun On. Now, this particular store installed smartphone lockers where customers could actually keep their devices while eating. Now, of course, the goal for them is not necessarily to attract more customers. It's not eat and go so that more people will come in. No. Remember, the other guy, his goal was, I don't want you to eat food that is bad. So eat it now while it's hot. So these other guys, their own goal is so that people will spend more time focusing on their children. If you are here with your kids, don't be on your smartphone. Focus on them. I think I'm liking the goals behind this no phone use. All right? And then, moving away from, you know, about eating, right? the whole restriction on smartphones. So it's not just about that. In 2021, Tokyo's Adachi Ward issued an ordinance against people using their phones while walking or riding their bikes. Of course, you and I already know what this is about, right? So that you would not be involved in an accident. You don't... reminds me. Of a day I was in a taxi and this lady was crossing the road at Rumokoro, that Rumokoro Express you're seeing. And she was on her phone. She was on her phone, pressing the phone and walking. Thank God the driver wasn't speeding. Like, he was hooting his horn and this young woman did not hear. Had to shout. So if we had if no phone use while walking, I'm sure she wouldn't be, have been doing that, right? Anyway, so talking about phone restrictions, companies actually also choose to implement no phone policies or no cell phone policies. And they do this to ensure that their workers focus on their work. Don't come here and be chatting with your friends all over the world. You're here to work. Focus. All right, there are also other reasons why maybe a company would adopt this particular rule. All right, and part of those is to also ensure confidentiality policies and prevent a security breach. So let's talk. Would you patronize a restaurant with a no phone use policy? It's your money. You're the one that wants to go and buy food. You're the one that wants to go and relax. But you're not allowed to press your phone while you're in there. Would you patronize them? And then the second question, where would you suggest a no phone use rule in your life and in our society? Let's talk. 070-0923-0923. All right, we're live on Facebook. Head on to Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Let's hear from you. You can also tweet at Nigeria Info PH. All right. Yes, you can send me a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Ibuchim. I'm calling from PH.
All right, Ibuchim, go on.
I prefer eating without chatting or the rest. So it makes you feel good and makes you feel relaxed while eating. Instead of chatting, you won't even know where flies will enter the food and you eat. So I prefer not using phone.
Okay. So apart from eating, where else would you suggest this no phone use rule?
I suggest also in my working place.
Oh, what kind of work do you do?
Hello?
Yes, I'm asking the kind of work you do.
Okay, I do work with a pure water company.
Oh, yeah. So the people use phone there.
I'm not using my phone in my working place. So it will make me to concentrate. Maybe when I've closed for the day, I can use my phone.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, so that's already one person who does not like to touch his phone while he's eating. Okay, so how about you? So this restaurant says no phone use in here. Would you patronize that restaurant? All right, darling, do well to call back if you can. Hello.
Good afternoon.
What's your name?
My name is Akanto Buti. I'm calling from Boru.
All right, welcome.
I'm a very sad person. I'm not eating for 3 days now because of the hair. So let me state it that naturally in my village, my mother, once we gather for eating, I will never allow us talking while we are eating. If you dare eat, she will put her hand in the soup, be pepper, and drink it into her eyes. You do it another day before you receive that pepperish soup in your eyes, you will desist from talking while eating.
So are cell phones allowed?
Cell phones are not even allowed. Where it asks you to drop phone because it's part of talking now.
Oh, wow.
Creating TV, divide the attention while eating, just eat. and allow the exemption. But me, I'm a gift of this particular issue. I'm very gifted because I will not claim to be Mura. In recent time, whenever I want to be, I'll open my phone. It's just like the time I'm free to look my phone.
Yeah.
And then I will not show me why open the phone wherever I want to be. Why do people not concentrate and eat and leave phone? So I have been trying to amend my way. Couple of what my mother taught me. So literally, when eating, phone opening, talking, chatting, it negates the natural eating, it negates our norms, it negates our tenet, our fixed tenet of eating. So that is that. I don't know you, Mega. I know you are in the system of this because I don't want to eat while you are eating. Not all of our victims, but by this teaching this afternoon, we will now find our way to live a good life without opening phone, talking while we are eating.
All right, thank you very much for calling. He said it's by this preaching. I didn't realize I was preaching. Wow, thought I was just talking. Okay, now something actually stood out for me. Yeah, when he was talking. The part where he said, this is what my mother taught me. This was how I was brought up. But this is what I do. You know? It's just like when you hear people say, oh, how can a parent not know? How can... She brought them up in a certain way. But the young man grew up and he has chosen the way he wants to go. You can't force him. Besides, he doesn't live with his parents right now. So there's no mama to now come and say, drop your phone, you're eating. All right, thank you for calling. So would you patronize a restaurant where the no phone use rule is enforced? Hello? That phone line is good, all right? So keep calling it. 070-0923-0923. All right, send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6414. 0809-030-6416. This person says, I'm eating now, still pressing my phone. I know it's not good, but I work in oil and gas environments. We're not allowed to carry phone to the office. Sometimes it affects me because I like pressing phone. No, my wife said they complain from Michael. Michael, it's not a laughing matter. It's not funny. I'm not laughing. Because I understand this pressing of phone part and then your wife is complaining. Me, I'm joining my voice to her voice, tell it to stop. Mike, stop. From today. Stop. It's not funny. Yeah. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Uncle, what's happening? Are you okay?
Is Precious calling? I mean, Murphy.
Precious, what's up?
Hi.
Are you just waking up?
No.
Okay.
I'm fine.
You're sure you're fine? Are you tired or something?
Not really.
All right. So tell me, would you patronize a restaurant where you're not allowed to use your phone?
My dear, it depends on my condition at that point because at times I normally discipline myself while eating, especially when it concerns pressing my phone. Especially in the morning, I can use such restaurant in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, while preparing to work, I'm still a single guy. I discipline myself not pressing my phone in the morning. But I can't use such restaurant in the evening.
Why?
Reasons being that in the evening, while eating, at least, I spend sometimes 20 minutes, if not 30, while eating in the evening.
Interesting.
That's when I use my social media.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But in the morning, I don't.
That's nice.
Then at my place of work, there was a time I was working with a construction firm.
All right.
I was disciplined then because of using the phone while working. But presently, I'm self-employed. I have tried my possible best to maintain the rules, using while working within my own directive. Like, nobody is directing me, I'm all alone. But I tried my possible best not using my phone while working, especially my smartphone. I'm on radio listening to 92.3 and all the rest, but social media and my smartphone is aside unless I have something to reference on internet or other stuff.
That's beautiful.
That's my suggestion.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. So self-discipline, so that by the time he employs someone tomorrow, so not be that our guy is telling us don't press phone, but see him pressing his phone there. This man says. So you can actually see that he is not touching his phone. So you better keep yours. All right. So would you patronize a restaurant where you are not allowed to use your phone? Good afternoon. But why would a restaurant come up with such in this media age where everyone, every single soul wants to flaunt their meals on socials before eating it? Manasseh from Port Harcourt. Yeah, people do that a lot these days, right? Take a picture of what you're having and it's out there on social media. Oh, well. Would you patronize them, though? That is my question. Hello? All right, do well to call back, please. 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
My name is
Olisa.
Okay, Olisa. Olisa, you're welcome. Olisa, where are you calling me from?
Port Harcourt.
Okay, Olisa. Olisa, would you like to go to a restaurant where you are not allowed to use phone?
No.
Why? Who is that person putting words in your mouth now? Olisa, do you have a smartphone?
I don't like pressing phone and be eating.
Does your mommy and daddy do that? Do your mom and dad do that?
No.
They don't?
No.
Oh, that's interesting. Thank you for calling, Olisa. He's asking what I said. Okay. Let's see. Good afternoon. I can never patronize any restaurants that doesn't allow such because I love pressing phone whenever I'm eating. And the reason is because it makes me enjoy the food more. Even my wife used to complain it, but still, I can't stop it because I'm used to it now. Valentine from Abonima. Valentine. Change your ways. You can't be used to pressing phone. They did not give birth to you with phone in your hand. Change. Let me sound like a typical Nigerian. Your fellow man called in to say that he's disciplining himself to stop pressing phone. You are saying you are used to it. Don't be like that. Come on. You can actually change. Hello. Hi. Welcome to the sunny side. Okay. Please do well to call back 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. All right, for messages on WhatsApp, you can send them to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Happiness.
Oh, Happiness. You're welcome to the show. So, Happiness, would you happily patronize this restaurant where you're not allowed to use your phone?
Yes, I will.
Nice. Why?
I think when it's time for eating, I don't need distractions.
Ah, you're those kind of people.
Especially the restaurant, if you fly up and down. If you're pressing your phone, you'll be distracted and flies will be pissing you. You know, like that.
Hmm. So apart from eating, where else would you like this no phone use policy to be implemented? Maybe in your life or in our society? Sorry?
In the church.
You know, somehow that was what I said in my mind. Please, happiness, tell me you're not a mind reader. Okay, you're not. I want to be safe so that I will be sure of what I'm thinking before you say the next one. So why church? Sometimes. Oh, come on, network. What are you doing to me?
People watching.
Happiness, my sincere apologies. Gonna have to let you go. Ah, the line wasn't very clear. Hello. Ah. Oh, Lisa, is that you again?
It's Chinedu.
Oh, God, have mercy. Hello, Chinedu. Chinedu. Oh my God. Good afternoon, darling. How are you?
Five.
Okay. How old are you?
Four.
You're four. Interesting. What's your favorite food?
Pizza. Pizza.
Pizza. Does your mother make pizza?
My mom is shawarma.
Does your mom make pizza and shawarma? Your mommy, does she used to cook pizza and shawarma?
No.
So how come the food that your mommy is not cooking is your favorite food?
We used to buy.
So you want to be buying your favorite food?
Yes, today is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. So how old are you now?
Seven.
Who am I speaking with, please?
It's Chinedu.
Chinedu and who?
Me.
Me, who?
It's me, Olisa.
Okay, so who is four? Who is seven? All right, thank you so much for calling, darlings. Pizza! Shawarma! We used to buy it! Ah, kids. Hello. Hello, are you there? All right, there's nobody home. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Turn off your radio set, please.
Okay.
All right. It's still on. Yeah, children are actually at home this period. Interesting. Hello? La, 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 la. All right, I can't hear anything. Please do well to call back. Hello?
Hello, Pastor. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Clement.
All right, Clement.
How are you doing today?
I'm awesome. You're welcome. So would you patronize this restaurant?
Yes, I will. Very well.
Oh, very well. So why? Why would you patronize this restaurant?
That is because I am very conscious on where to use my phone. And it's not that I don't press phone during eating, right?
Mm.
I do that, but that is when I have urgent need for it.
What do you mean by urgent need? What's an urgent need?
Okay, send me something. Customers respond, I am hungry and I need to do like multitasking. Eating and completing a task.
Okay.
Okay, so however, there are times when I will just say okay, which is most times anyway, put the phone aside, it is noon time.
Mm-hmm.
Eat when you are done with the food. Then And then also, when I'm sharing a meal with someone, like we are eating from the same place, of course, I wouldn't want to start pressing phone. Are they conscious of that? So that you will not eat more than me. Especially the teenagers.
I thought, see me expecting that you would say, you know, it's more like to show respect to the other person. But no, it's not about respect. It's about, you cannot come here and eat more than me. Okay, so apart from eating, where else would you suggest this no phone use policy?
In a public vehicle.
Really?
In a public vehicle.
Why?
I discourage it because you need to be. You need to pay attention to your surroundings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in a public vehicle, and actually when you are new in a place, you just have to pay attention. Or when you are going to a place for the first time, you shouldn't be pressing your phone, and that is because you should know your way back.
Uh-huh.
You have to know your way back, because if you are going to a place for the first time and you are on your phone, of course there are. Let me use landmarks. Maybe there's a Joshua. Maybe there is. You know, most protocol streets have a name these days. Then you can see, okay, this is John A. Street, this is Mr. Y. Street.
Okay.
You know, if you're on your phone, you may not know the streets that you have passed.
Yeah, right.
And you need to pay attention to all this so that you can also know your way back. So I discourage it when you're in a public vehicle, even if you're in a bus, not just public vehicle. E-hailing taxi.
Yeah.
At least pay attention to your surroundings.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. May the no carry you go where you no. Help me, help me, help me. All right, thank you very much for that one. This person, Albert Michael, on Twitter says, yes, I will patronize a restaurant with such a policy. It's not a difficult thing for me. A meal lasts for a number of minutes. Some people don't know when to put their phones down, even when they are with their significant other. Oh, brother, tell them. Tell them. Talk to them. Where are those guys? What's your name? Valentine from Abonima. And is it Michael or who? Michael and Valentine. Have you guys heard from another guy? This is not from me. Know when to put your phone down. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, these children, you should leave me alone today, I beg. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel Izu.
All right, Emmanuel.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, so I believe use your phone while in church. I think it's disrespect to God. That's our personal belief.
Why are you sounding as if you are God's personal assistant? I think he sent you.
I'm not.
You're the one who's feeling like that, though. What if God is not feeling like that? You're not doing police work that he did not send you.
No, I think it feels like that, because there's a certain scripture. It says, my son, give me your heart. Now, when your heart is into something, full concentration is there.
They've given God their hearts. They've accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Yes,
it's just small attention that they are dividing.
It's one attention I have, but they're using their phone. Then for the restaurant,
yeah, please.
Depends on the time of day, though.
Okay.
Because in a way, it has been proven that using phone is more intense to slow people down mentally.
Really?
When you're starting your day, yes.
Please tell me about it. Where was this study carried out?
Yes, they are studies. They are studies. So I can't cite anyone now.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, more likely I can visit such.
Say what?
Okay, come again. You said something.
No, I didn't hear you, so I'm asking what you said.
Okay, I said I can visit such restaurants in the morning, not in the evening. No.
Okay, what is it about the evening that will make you not go there?
In the evening, that's when I try to catch up on any news I've missed during the day.
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Then Also, I think it's very wrong to use your phone while you're walking on the street. It's extremely dangerous.
Yeah. Alright.
So all right. That's my own point of view.
Alright, thank you very much. I'm tempted to call you God's police officer. Thank you for calling. Don't mind me though. All right. Since the day Pepe entered my truth, I nearly died that very day. So I stopped that habit. And your name is what? Lagbaja. Oh, interesting. Good afternoon. This is Ben from NTA in Mboba. Wrong time and place to use phone are lecture time, maybe in school or church, when talking with your partner or even any other person, and that of eating. Thank you. And if anyone wants to press his or her phone while crossing the road, it is left for the person. After all, now your life. But people actually do it. They're on the road. Cars are moving here and there. And especially in this Port Harcourt, where you cannot say that the vehicles are going left. Not in Port Harcourt, oh, my dear. They go left and right. One way driving is normal. Yeah. It's very, very normal in this place. And that's all the more reason why you shouldn't even be on your phone while you're on the road. Because on a highway, I mean, the east-west road, it is a highway. But people drive the way they drive here. So you can't even cross the road and you're just looking at maybe to your left because the vehicles are coming from that angle. No, you still look left and right if you are in Port Harcourt, no matter where you are. In this Port Harcourt, you want to cross the road, darling, you better not be on your phone. Hello, Constance. Good afternoon. As much as I use my phone while eating, I sure will patronize such a restaurant. It encourages self-discipline and for people to understand that they can actually do without certain things at certain times. And I wouldn't encourage usage of phone in the gas station. I see people do that a lot. In fact, I spoke to a female friend that once worked in a gas station of the dangers. Somehow she decided to quit the job. She got another job anyway. God bless you, Constance. Bonaventure from Oyibo. All right, Bonaventure. Thank you for your message. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Austin.
Did you say Austin? All right.
That is why we have want is what you can do without. What I mean is what you can not do. Want is
for. Are you sure you're listening to this radio station? I'm not talking about your wants and your needs. Unless you're trying to buttress a particular point. But sorry, I couldn't really hear you that much. All right, or that clearly. So you could call me back. Thank you. Peace says, good day, Constance. I would only patronize such restaurants if I'm going with someone. But if I'm alone, I will not. Because I need my phone to keep me company. Please, where I don't permit the use of phone is having a date with someone, walking on the road, and in the kitchen. All right. Good afternoon, Constance. For me, it isn't healthy to use any of the gadgets while eating. It might cause you some mental discomfort, which he or she might not be aware. Except it's an emergency that needs to be attended to. Otherwise, it's unhealthy using the phone while eating food. Some use the phone to keep themselves company. Oh, yeah. It is actually what people do these days. So since I am all alone in here, just as I am all alone in the studio, and every other person in that restaurant could be sharing food with another person, all right? They could be seated with other people, but I'm the only one here, so nobody's keeping me company. I cannot just be eating and moping around. So I'm eating and I'm on my phone. I eat, I'm on my phone. But seriously, we can actually do without our phone. Sometimes it doesn't have to only be when you're sleeping. You know, some people, their own is so bad that even while they are asleep, their data is on, and from time to time they wake up, they grab the phone. For every time they wake up, the first thing they go to is their phone. You people know yourself. You will not tell me you don't know the things that we are calculating. You don't know graph that men are plotting. Okay, oh, don't sleep, oh. Stay awake, oh. Stay awake and be checking graph. Stay awake, all right? Don't sleep. Constance, good afternoon. To me, the fast food in question, we need to see it and what it is like. My mother will never allow us to talk while eating hot or Ziza pepper soup so we don't choke. Talking while eating, in some cases like a date, may not be bad because, you know, saying at this, you know, say this outing you are forming ajibo, so you are eating gradually, so talking will not be bad. But before you talk, please swallow what you have in your mouth. Ibe Samuel Ihanacho, and he calls himself food inspector from Iriebe. Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, Constance. The dangers of mobile phones and petrol station is a busted myth. But using phones and driving, cycling, and even walking on the road is a big no-no. The biggest use or biggest cause of phone usage is Nigeria Info, BOB. Are you saying your biggest cause of phone usage? Yeah? Because you have to type now. So just imagine you're in a restaurant and you're listening to me. You gotta type and talk to me. Oh my goodness. But when you're done typing, you drop your phone now and just be listening. It's as simple as that. Okay, B.O.B. says yes, it was his biggest cause. All right. So let's see the messages we have here on Facebook. Esu Etim. The question is, would you patronize a restaurant with a no phone use policy? And he says, not at all. Dude is actually shouting. Why not at all? Yeah, you don't think you can do without your phone? Okay. Please call me back if you can. Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Zion.
I think I will use that, I'll take that restaurant as my best restaurant in town.
Interesting.
No phone. I mean, just no phone. Just eat quietly and go. In this part of the world, especially in Nigeria, too many people are so boring. Boring, tired, and weak. You know that even you take them to the movie theater with a very big screen.
And they're still on that small screen, their phone, they can't let go.
Just imagine. A big screen. No, that was no good. You see the phone. So tell that this person is boring. You take them to a comedy show.
They're still on their phone.
Go and laugh. Of course, they're still pressing their phones.
Hi.
Funny enough, they are driving, pressing their phones.
You know.
Very dangerous, societal mindset. I'm telling you. So when you look at this phone, yes, there's a time for phone. I press phone also. But there should be a time for it. When it becomes excess, it shows that you are that person. I don't think you don't like phone. And you know, some people now take this phone as a companion. Without phone, they are empty. And some people have missed privileges like that. You are in the airport waiting for somebody. There are a group of people sitting. Can you just pocket your phone? Somebody can just say hi to you. Business conversation has been established. Relationship conversation might be established. We don't know how and where to use these phones, and it's costing us losses as a people. So a restaurant of no phone policy, I want to go there, Mr. Zion.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Mr. Zion. All right. I think I really liked that one. So, there is a research, right, that says that an average smartphone owner checks their device 47 times per day. 47 times per day. And they're saying that 85% of users actually do this even while talking to their friends and family. I know girlfriend. But you're right there in front of your friend, but you're not actually there with them. You got a family, you're right there with them, but you're not really there. There's proximity, but availability is not there. Yeah, now I'm quoting Pastor Wisdom Osiri. Learned that yesterday. So there was a 2018 study that was carried out, and they said an average user spends 3 hours per day on mobile. 3 hours per day. That was in 2018. Things have not really happened. I can imagine what it will be right now in 2023 with the elections and some other things that have happened, right? COVID-19 hadn't even happened in 2018 and it was 3 hours. So, wow. So, in case you're wondering, okay, what do I do? How do I even stop checking my phone all the time? Because I gotta go on Facebook. There are so many things to see. Yes, darling, I agree with you. So, here are some of the things you can do. Number one, every time that you're about to unlock your phone and, you know, start checking what's happening on social media, you can actually take a moment to ask yourself, why am I doing this right now? Why do I really need to check my phone? Yeah, is it really important? That's basically the question you're asking yourself. All right, if it's just to, you know, just check, then you know it's not important. You let it go. So the thing is, you need to find out the real reason behind checking your phone. Number two, get rid of distracting apps. I think there are even apps that help you to freeze those other apps that distract you. So you can find that and freeze them or turn off notifications so that you won't be getting those pop-up notifications. All right. What else can you do? Let's see. Oh, I already mentioned it. Minimize notifications. Oh, there's another thing to do. Keep your phone literally away. Yeah. So this one is very easy. So your phone is not there. It's far away from you. So maybe getting up from where you are and just going to look at your phone, you just check it and you're like, okay, fine, just leave it. I remember someone said that women do not know the use of a mobile phone. It's called a mobile phone, and some also call it handset for a reason. Women put their own in their bag and they dump it somewhere. It's in the room, they're in the kitchen, you're calling somebody, they can't pick their phone. It's a handset. It is mobile phone. You're supposed to move about with it. Oh, please. Please. Another thing you should learn to do is to stop using your phone before you go to bed. All right? So try as much as possible to ensure you do not use your phone before going to bed. So there was something I did at some point, right, when I needed to help myself. So I had to set up this thing on my phone. I cannot remember what it's called now because I later removed it when I had disciplined myself enough. So at a certain time of the night, it would dim the lights for me. The entire color on my phone would go away. It would just be gray and ugly. And I wouldn't even want to touch the phone anymore. So no sounds, no notifications, more like do not disturb mode. All right, so you could actually do that, activate that on your phone with your time, whenever you want it. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and just do that. All right? Okay, so let's see. Do I have any more messages? I think I'm leaving out a message here on WhatsApp. I have to go now, but let me quickly read this before I run off. God's Will from Rukwaku says the human body and the mind should be aligned in whatever job they do. While eating, your mind should be focused on food and you should enjoy your food. This is not only while eating but with any job you do. Difference in the mind and body alignment may cause confusion in the system, which may not be good for health. Doing work consciously will improve your productivity. Thanks. All right, thank you very much. Thank you for being a part of the conversation. And I'll see you tomorrow. Remember to follow us on social media. On Facebook, we're Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. On Instagram, it's Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. And on Twitter, we're Nigeria Info PH. We also have a website, so visit www.nigeriainfo.fm. And I am Constance Mega on Twitter and Constance Mega on LinkedIn and Instagram.